Today in Canberra, anti-logging activists held a National Forest uprising on the lawns of Parliament House. Their message was simple: make Parliament aware before upcoming state and federal elections that a large number of Australians are against native forest logging. The Wire's Chris Dastour has this report.
An estimated 500 to 1,000 people showed up on the lawns in front of Parliament House today to put pressure on our elected representatives that protecting Australian forests is a major issue in this year's federal election. Elizabeth Walton is the National Campaign Manager of the Forest Embassy, and she says the purpose of the rally is to ask politicians to legislate protection for native forests from logging.
Native forests in Australia are being exported as wood chips in an escalating rate. There are piles of wood chips sitting on docks in several locations across Australia right at this moment, waiting to be exported across the world. To be made into toilet paper, cardboard and tissues, and then sent around the world as products.
And you guys have a few events planned for this year as well. Are these all specifically lined up just to put pressure as the federal election mounts?
Yeah, the National Forest Uprising, which is the name of the campaign that I am managing as the manager of the Forest Embassy. So the entity, the organisation, is called the Forest Embassy. The campaign is called the National Forest Uprising. It is a rolling series of events between now and the federal election all across the country. We've got events from Western Australia to Queensland, and they're going online on a calendar. We had other events today as well.
And have any politicians reached out to you guys either today or even before today about this?
Yes. Janet Rice made a fantastic speech today, and many people were very interested in everything she had to say. She is a fantastic campaigner for the forests in Victoria, and she came out of Parliament to speak to us. Maureen Faruqi was also present.
And for people who kind of don't really see this as a big issue, why is this something that people should be concerned about?
The Australian government has been touring countries overseas with delegates who are... You're from South Australia. There are delegates from South Australia touring overseas to countries that want to purchase Australian trees for creating pellets that they will then burn to create electricity to sidestep their carbon emissions. If we don't stop governments from doing that, then that is what they will be doing all over the country. At this stage, native forests are possibly going to be earmarked for those purposes, but at this stage, the rate of destruction of native forests just can't keep up with the level of demand that the governments are applying to the forests.
Elizabeth Walton, National Campaign Manager of the Forest Embassy. Social activist Alone Drummer performed at the rally, joined by friends from the Sunny Boys and Paul Kelly Band.
We're not going to be giving birth to children anymore because there'll be no planet for them to live on. Sure, we'll have a house, but there won't be any water, there won't be any air, there won't be any trees, the oceans will rise, we'll be facing 50-degree summers, everyone's going to have to move from their places. Towns are dying. There's seven towns in New South Wales that have run out of water. They've got to truck water in.
That's the Lone Drummer speaking to the Wire's Chris Dastour after the National Forest Uprising rally in Canberra today.